In the late 1990s, so few students from Smoky Mountain High School in Silva moved on to Ivy League colleges that even the school's secretary seemed baffled to learn Annette Clapsaddle earned acceptance to one. That's how Clapsaddle remembers it, after taking a phone call in the front office from her mother, telling her about the news.
Of course, I was excited, and I got off the phone, and the secretary looked at me and said, "What was that about?" And I told her, and she said, "Are you playing basketball there?" And I said, "No, I don't think I'm going to play," because I was a big basketball player in high school. And she said, "Oh," and that was all she said. It was like, if you're not playing sports there, oh well.
Clapsaddle found the stereotypes and low expectations carried over to New Haven, Connecticut and the campus of Yale.
A lot of people used to make comments like, "Oh, you only got into Yale because you're native," and they're filling a quota. And I have a friend and mentor, Dawn Gilchrist, and she said to me, she said, "It doesn't matter how you got in, you graduated from Yale, and they didn't give you that because you're native, right?"
Still, Clapsaddle can point to a stepladder of support leading to her first published novel, titled Even As We Breathe. To Clapsaddle's knowledge, hers is the first published novel from a tribal member of the Eastern Band of Cherokee. Cold Mountain author Charles Frazier was an early mentor and supporter, and a connection to the Oklahoma author Billy Letts, who died 6 years ago, showed Clapsaddle what was possible for Native American female authors. Grad school at William & Mary opened some more doors, and the Great Smokies Writing Program and other writing workshops gave Clapsaddle a supportive community of aspiring writers, all of which, she said, is largely unknown and inaccessible to young members of her tribe. The novelist Silas House edited her book.
"We're isolated and we just don't have access to things like writers group and workshops and things like that that really are part of the business and honing your craft and finding avenues for publication."
Clapsaddle lives in Cherokee with her husband and two school-age sons down the hill from the house where she grew up, just off the Koala boundary. Her desire to teach led her to writing, and she found herself exploring Native themes through fiction.
"I want my readers to take away a human experience and be able to better connect to the issues that I do think are important. So if I can create a human experience that helps a reader better understand federal Indian policy, then I'm doing my job."
Even As We Breathe is a coming-of-age story of a Cherokee teenager set at the Grove Park Inn against the backdrop of World War II. Axis diplomats and their families are held at the resort as prisoners of war, and Clapsaddle uses that as a proxy to explore the racism, prejudice, and questions of citizenship her own community have long experienced. Clapsaddle reads here from the prologue.
"I don't remember the day my father died. I don't remember Lishi standing at the clothesline when the soldier came to tell her the news. I don't remember the way she nodded her graying head, turned, went back to pinning skirts and shirts, unable to cry for a long while. I don't remember how relieved Lishi was that his body, under the circumstances, would be returned when so many others were not. I don't remember my father's face cradled in the pine casket by one of Lishi's special quilts. I don't remember any of that. Barely 4 months old at the time, I couldn't have. I've reconstructed images from stories and pictures and stitched them into one of Lishi's quilts."
Clapsaddle has taught English and writing for 11 years at Swain County High School in Bryson City, and she returned to teach there after a short stint at the Cherokee Heritage Foundation. She's also written for The Atlantic and other online publishers about the effects of COVID-19 on the Eastern Band of Cherokee.
"I am not the voice for the Eastern Band, but it's really important for people to see people in their community be successful in a bigger arena, because it makes it feel possible. I can see in my students, when they know that I went to Yale, that they now know it's possible for people from our area to go to Ivy League schools."
Malaprop's Books in Asheville is hosting a live stream book launch September 8th, and City Lights Books in Silva is doing the same September 10th. I'm Matt Pikin, BPR News.